is being learned, Ibn Nishmas, Adoini, Avi Meiri, Olava Shalem, Ili Nishmas, Imi Mirosi, Olea Shalem, Ili Nishmas, Nechti, Yudai, Ben Rav Nachamesha, Kain, Olava Shalem. Let us just quickly go over the Mishneh and start from the Gemara Ahai. Mishnah says, "Aimeli Isha iskatchili betam razu iskatchili bazu." So he's making separate ma'aseh kedushin. Yesh ba'achas mehem shava pruta mekadeshes. The imlav ain't a mekadeshes. So even though altogether she received many tamras from him, and she zicha received more than a shava pruta. But each Nesines Tamra was on a Bazundara Maisa Kedushin. So Memela, so in each Maisa Kedushin, if there wasn't a Shava Pruta, so she's not Mekudush. Bazu, Ubazu, Ubazu. What if he gave her three Tamras with one lotion of iskachi, and he said, bazu, bazu, bazu. You should become mekudish when you get all three. Im yesh shava pruta betulon, so if all three together, erapto shava pruta mekudeshes. Vim lav eina mekudeshes. But if all three don't erapto shava pruta, she's not mekudish. Hoysa oicheles rishayna rishayna. Every tamra he gave her, she had eaten up. Eina mekodeshes, at she ba'achas mehem shava pruta. So then she's not mekudish unless one of the tamras ever shava pruta. So let us see the Gemara Ahai. So the Gemara is asking on this last bove, Haisa Eichelas Rishayna Rishayna, whatever she got, she started eating, she ate up. So then it says, she's only Mekudish if one of them is worth a Shavaput. So we had here a Reisha and a Seife, and then this third case. Ahai, so on which case is this third case going on? Ilema areshe, if you'll say it's going on the reshe, ma yirye oicheles, so why does it say oisa eicheles rishayna rishayna? Afilu manachas nami, toiskachli bezukama. He says, the Reisha said a bigger chiddush. He gave her three tamras. He said three times his kachili. They're all on the table. They add up to more than the Shavaputa. Afal pikein, she's not mekodeshes, because each maisa kedushin is not worth a Shavaputa. So why is the Mishnah saying that if she ate up each one, she's not Mekudish? The Mishnah is saying a bigger Chiddush. I feel like she didn't eat up any of them, and they're all around. And now she has in front of her more than the Shava Pruta. Achal Pikein, she's not Mekudish. Why do you say Hoysa Eicheles? It would seem Dafke by Eicheles, the Halacha is that one has to be worth a Shava Put. It's not true. Ela Seife. No, it's going on the Seife. The Seife, he said, one is Kachali. He said, Bazu, Ubazu, Ubazu. So in the Seife, it says that if he gave her all three, and they head up to a Shava Put, it's Mekudeshes. And here, everyone that he gave her, she ate it up as soon as she received it. So it's, she's not Mekodeshet unless Achiye Ba'achas Mem Shavaputa, unless one of them is worth a Shavaputa. And one of them is a blank statement. It means any of them. If any of them are worth a Shavaputa, Vafilu Bekamaise, Vafilu, the first one was a Shavaputa. Let's say the others weren't a Shavaputa. She's also Mekudish. Vamilvai. This is a milva. And let us see Rashi. Ela seifet. The chshiva lei klala, comma. The seifet says that it's a klal. He wants to marry her with all the tamras. Is comma dimhoisa oichelas rishaina rishaina, but it's a klal, and they could add up to a shavaput, and she'll be mekudeshes. But if she's oisa oichelas rishaina rishaina, so then she's not mekudesh. But v'chi ike b'chode shavaputa, that's what the this bav is meisit, but if one of them is worth a shavaputa, miha mekatshe. Vafilu b'kamaisa. Vafilu harishayne oyashniya shavaputa. Even if the first or the second is a shavaputa, it's also good. Afalpi she'ein ba'achayne shavaputa. Mekodeshes, you need that at least one of them should be a shavaputa. V'hamilvehi, so the Gemara asks the Kashem, how could she become mekodeshes if the first one was a shavaputa and she ate it up before she received the other two? So this is a milva. Kivin the kedushin lo nigmaru ad shetekablein kulam. So the Gemara's kash is as follows. The Gemara understood that when he says bazu, bazu, ubazu, so what does that mean? So that means that the Maisa Kedushin will be Nigmar when she gets all three. Hiskachili, Bezu, Ubazu, Ubazu. That means when you get all three, then you'll become a Kodeshes. Before she gets all three, so there's no Maisa Kedushin yet. The Maisa Kedushin will start when she gets all three. Is even the kedushin loy nigmaru atche tekablem kulam till she'll get all three. V'hi kvar ochlo, and we'll see Rashi later. Rashi says that if he wants that she should become mekudeshes when she gets all three, so pshat is that till she gets all three, that what she has in her possession is a pekodin. That means, hold on to this, and well, you'll get all three, you get bazoo, 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 you get all three, then I'm making a ma'aseh kedushin. But kozman, she doesn't get all three, this wasn't given l'shem kedushin. You'll be kind of l'shem kedushin when you get all three. So now, is kivin the kedushin loy nigmaru. The maise kedushin is not nigma. It's not considered a maise kedushin asher tekablem kula till she get all three. V'hi kvar ochlo sarishayne. Now, she ate up the first one. Koidem shetikne or tiska oisa b'kidushel. She ate up the first one before she was zeiche in it for kedushin. It's not being given to her l'shem kedushin till she gets all three, and then it will be given to her l'shem kedushin. So the first one, when she ate it up, she did not eat up her tamra. She ate up his tamra, which was a pekotin. This is mine. It will become yours when you get all three. Then it will be given to you, l'shem kedushin. She ate it up before she got the other two. So she ate up his. She ate up his tamra. She ate up his pekotin. So she owes him money for that. This was not given l'shem kedushin as yet. So she owes him money. So she owes him money for the first one. Now, he gave her the second one. The first one was a Sheva Pruta, fine. He gave her the second one, the third one. Let's say each one is worth a quarter of a Pruta for practical purposes. So he gave her a Pruta and a half, in other words. Now, she got all three. Now I want it should be Kedushin. So what is making the Kedushin? The money, there's no first one, now the first Tamra is not around anymore. So what is making the Kedushin? Well, you owe me for the first Tamra, which is a milba, but you don't have to pay me back. I want this should make Kedushin. You owe me for the second Tamra, which is another quarter of a Pruta, and the third Tamra, as soon as you got the third Tamra, the Kedushin starts already, which is a quarter of a Pruta, which they can't do too much. So you owe me for a Pruta and a quarter, let us say, and you got a quarter of a Pruta, and she's Mekudeshes. So the Shaila is, how did she become Mekudeshes through the first one? If it's worth a Pruta, it's Mekadosh B'Milta. And when the Gemara asked the Shaila, the Gemara understood that Mekadosh B'Milva ain't a Mekodeshes. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Now, I would like to mention, or let us see, perhaps in a Veinik, Amar Shal, and how the Pnei Yeshua says Pshat in the Marshal. The Marshal is, and that, Tessa Medalev, Bedafe Hamarsha. It is the first Marshal on the Yomid. Va Milvehi. First, Mashal and Chochma Shleime, Vamilvehi, Vikoshe. So the Mashal asks, the Mashmit, so what is the whole Kasha? Let us just elaborate a little. The Kasha is that really we know a penny saved is a penny earned. So really, when he tells her you don't have to pay for the Pruta for the first Tamra, he's really giving her a Pruta. She doesn't have to pay the Pruta. But there's a Svare, there's a Mandayoma that holds that said the penny earned is not, for Kedushin you need money then. Dumya, we had the Starashin in the beginning of Kedushin, that we learn that Ticha Kicha, Mistai Ephraim. Just like by Ephraim, Avram didn't give Ephraim Lomdisha money, he gave him as a Oivala, Seicher, he gave him the real McCoy. So by Kedushin, you also need, you have to give money, Ben. It's not, you don't have to pay me a Pruta that you owe me. That's not good to make Kedushin. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so how, if it's a Pruta, how could it be good? It's Mekadosh B'Milveh. And the kashis and some of this mandomim that hold mekadosh b'milva ain't mekodeshes. So how could it be good? The kashis. So the mashal says the mashmet. But let's learn the gemara elach. Iem rinem hamekadosh b'milva mekodeshes. What would be the din if you hold mekadosh b'milva mekodeshes? So then there's no problem. So then it can be mekadosh. Then you don't have any kashis. Because, so he's giving her a Putin, a half a Putin, a quarter Putin, a quarter Putin. Havishapir. So he says, "Afilu Yehoda Mekabes Kadosh B'Milvu Mekadeshes V'Amai Bo'in and Shove Pruta B'Kamaisa." Why do you need that one of them has to be worth a Shove Pruta? Me'acha the Klolu. When he said Iskachli Bezu Bezu Bezu, he's being Mekadosh with all three. And if you hold Mekadosh B'Milvu Mekadeshes, in Kena Fula Bapochis Meshava Pruta Nami Litztafi Kulu. So he says, so what's Pshat? The Gemara's only problem is, how could it be good, if the first one was a Shava Pruta, how could it be good? Because Mekadosh B'Milva Eina Mekodeshes. But if I hold Mekadosh B'Milva Mekodeshes, so then I understand you perfectly. So Mekadosh with the Shava Pruta, that she owes him, and then the rest that he's giving, and then there's no problem. He's Mekadosh, because Mekadosh Milvu Mekadeshes. So he asks, so why do you need that one should be worth a Shava Pruta? I feel none of them are worth a Shava Pruta. He gave her three tamris, each tamr was worth a half a Pruta, and she ate them up, Ochle Rishayin, Ochle Shniya, gave her the third one, he gave her three tamris. So, and also, if a Mekadosh B'Milvu Mekodeshes, so you should end up half a Pruta, half a Pruta, and half a Pruta. So he gave her enough for Kedushin. So why do you need a Shava Pruta? Can if a little Pachis me Shava Pruta, nami litztar fiku. V'nira liyashe, so the Marshal says at Eretz, v'shum diyava Pachis me Shava Pruta, lehave mitztar fiklau, ma'achesh ochlam kodim shagom advov. Ve'ein shayich litzarev kulam yachad im loishiyu yachad ben. To ein kan mokim lochel kedushin achad meyoin kim betzirov. Mishim hochi bein in zirov gomesh ye kulam yachad. Avol ein litzarev ma shekvar ochlo. Avol ya vishav apruta bachas im kein tchal oler kedushin miyad. Vishar havi kein tnai. So the Marshal says as follows. If you hold the Mekadosh B'Milvu Mekodeshes, it's only good if one was worth a Shava Pruta. But if one was worth a Pachis Mishava Pruta, or two worth a Pachis Mishava Pruta, you will not be able to be Mitzare these two Pachis Mishava Pruta stand up to a Pruta, unless they're banned. If it's banned, you can add them up. But if you're being mitzarif, two milvis of a pochas mishava pruta, they will not add up to a pruta. So the Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha and this marshal, why not? If they're banned, you add up two her prutas. I'm giving you two her prutas, you got a pruta. Here, it's on the table. If they're not banned, and you hold the Mekadosh B'Milvu Mekodeshes, so you owe me a half a pruta, then you owe me another half a pruta. So, you don't have to pay me these two half prutas, I'm giving you a whole pruta. So what's wrong with this? Why can it be mitzuruf? As I frek the Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua wants to say, I'm Moir the Kechidish, and he wants to say, could be this is Pshat the Marshal. Pnei Yeshua says as follows. If each one is worth Pachas Mishava Pruta, so let us understand what happened over here. He gave her one Tamra that's worth Pachas Mishava Pruta. Kolzman, she doesn't have all three, it's a Pekodin. I'm not giving it to you yet. When you'll get all three will make Kedushin. Now it's a Pekodin. She went, she did the wrong thing, it wasn't proper. She ate up the Pekodin. So she owes the money for the Pekodin. How much money does she owe him? Apochas Mishava Pruta. No, Apochas Mishava Pruta is not Chivan. Apochas Mishava Pruta. Yemoichel. Apochas Mishava Pruta. Benoich is different. But a Yid is still Apochas Mishava Pruta. There's a Mechila. She doesn't owe him. So she'll eat up the first Apochas Mishava Pruta. She doesn't owe him. She doesn't owe him anything. She eats up the second one. She also doesn't owe Apochas Mishava Pruta. So now, by the third one, he gives a third Pachas Mishava Pruta. Now, let's make Kedushin. He's not giving her any money. Because the first two, it's not Pshat, he's giving her, You don't have to pay me. I got news for you. I didn't have to pay you side by side. Because you didn't know. Apochus Mishava Puti, you don't know. That's what the Bnei Yeshua wants to say. It's about this. So even though we look at each Chiyuv Bazunda, each Chiyuv was Chal at different times. That means the first Tamro he gave her was a Apochus Mishava Puti. This was really a Pekodin. She went and ate it up. So for this she doesn't know him, since it's a Apochus Mishava Puti. So she doesn't know him. So I can't use this later to make Kiddush. I just wanted to say a Shtikel Ha'ore on this Bnei Yeshua. He says, could be this is Pshat the Marshal. I would like to say a Shtikel Ha'ore on this Bnei Yeshua with two Akdomis. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Gneive, so the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Aloch Aleph says that if a person steals a Shove Pute, he's Eber Alav. Fine. Eber and Gneive, this is Gneive. In Aloch Beis he says that it's also Lignaiv Kosho. It's not Alav. You're not allowed to steal a Kosho. So the Rav HaMagid says on this Rambam, where did the Rambam get this from? Not even the love, but you're not allowed to steal a kosher. So the Rav HaMagid says, V'din poches mishava prute b'momain k'din chatzi shir b'isurim. So Amir Dike Rav HaMagid, he says, well, in Isurim we know klo, there's a love le'soich lo nevela, not allowed to eat a nevela. What if a person eats that le'soich lo is a kezayis? What if a person needs a chotzi zayis? So there's a gemara in Yume, we pass not a beer from a chotzi shirosim in a Torah. So memele, so the isa gneive is an apute. If a person steals a poches mishav apute, so it's also a chotzi shir. Chotzi shir poches mishav apute b'momen k'din chotzi shir b'isom. That's the Rav HaMagid. Let's put this on the side. There's a Rambam in Hilchis Chometz Matzah. Rambam Perik Aleph Halachas Haim Hilchis Chometz Matzah says as follows: Ha'oichel min haChometz Atzmoi Koshehu bePesach Hareze Oso min haTorah. If a person eats a Koshehu of Chometz, it means less than a Kezayis. Hareze osa min ha-teire shenema lo yeyochil chometz. The Rambam has a posik, lo yeyochil chometz. And from here we learn that if a person eats a koshu, it's osa. So the Kesef Mishneh Esa Kashe, he doesn't understand. The Rambam has to find a special posik if a person eats a koshu of chometz. We have a klal, chotzi shir osa min ha-teire. By nevela, by all isurim, that is din chatzi shir osam in atayre. When it comes to chometz, found up a new pasuk as if it's the kesef mishnah. Zakt neide biyude, a very gishmak eteretz. Neide biyude, madura tinyone, Chaim Simon and Gimel says as follows. He says, the Gemara says in Yume that why is a chotzi shir osor min ha-teire? So the Gemara says asfore, the chozi litztarufei. That means every chotzi shir is a potential lav. That means if I eat a chotzi zayis nevela, so what did I do? It's nothing. No. This is a stepping stone to be overlapped. And what if you decide the next minute to eat another chatzi zayis? Boom! So you chayiv. If you ate a teich kedei achilas pras, you'll eat it in a 4-minute period. So every chatzi shir is a potential stepping stone to be overlapped. The Mor says, chozi litztarufi. This chatzi shir is a potential. It can become a tzurif to another chatzi shir in order to become a shir gomel. So the Torah asked it. So it's also a minute. Not even a lot, but the Torah asked it. Fine. Zogt er neu de Biude, am Moira de Kirchharife. So he says, that's by all Isurim. Veile, Treife, Chele, Dalki lechotzi shir, et chosi letztarufi. He says, what'll be if a person eats a chotzi zayis chometz the last second of Pesach? What'll be over there? So he says, over there. This is no stepping stone. The next second is Pesach. Till next Pesach is nothing what to worry about. So he says, Al Tzchotzi Shir, won't be also. It's not Chosi Letztarufe. So Memele, so, that's why the Rambam by Chometz, which the Isser of Chometz is not always Chosi Letztarufe. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. And the Rambam wanted to tell us that a chotzi shir is always also by Pesach. Afilu, you eat it the last minute also. So therefore the Rambam said, there's a new posik, la'yayochu chometz. That's what the Neid B'Yudah says. About Kaponim, Neid B'Yudah says that the whole Issa of chotzi shir is only when it's chotzi letztarufe. Now the Rava Magid says, the Rava Magid said on the Rambam, if a person is also lignoiv a kol shu, so the Rava Magid says, din poches mishav pruta b'momin k'din chotzi shir b'yisurim. So it would seem from the Rava Magid, if we, according to this night abuser, the whole issa of chotzi shir when it's chotzi letztarufi. So l'chayre, the Rava Magid says, klol not like the Bnei Yeshua says. We have the Pnei Yeshua saying Pshat the Marshal. The Pnei Yeshua says Pshat the Marshal on Moira de Kechidish. He said that the Marshal is, if he could be Mekadish, be Milvis, so why do any of them have to be worth a Shavet Pruta? Each one will be worth Pachas Mishavet Pruta. They'll also be good. Milva, for Nashir owes a Pachas Mishavet Pruta, and she owes another Pachas Mishavet Pruta, and all together led up to a Pruta. So the Marshal says, when it's not Ben, it won't be Mitzurif. So the Bnei Yeshua says, you know why it won't be Mitzurif? Because each Pachas Mishavet Pruta, she doesn't owe anything, since it's a Pachas Mishavet Pruta. So never be Mitzurif. So if it doesn't become Mitzurif, so why then is a Chotzi Shir? Minatayre to steal a pachas mishava pruta. So lechayre from the Rava Magid, it would seem, according to the Yisaidet Neidib Yudah told us, that the whole Issa of Chotzishe is only when it's Chotzi letztarufi, so it would seem if a person steals two chatzi putas, it's mitzure, and he has to pay a pruta. So therefore, a chatzi shir is also because it's Chotzi letztarufi. So we have a problem. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, let's get back to our Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rei Shulchan, Varei Boso, Varei Sakin, Vein Lono Pelechel. He says, it's a terrible situation. A person has a table and meat and a knife, and his mom is standing in front of him, and he can't eat it without a pet. That's a terrible situation. So he says, here also, we have an off in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very explicit. We can't figure out Pshat in the Mishnah. We have a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan did not know Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Ishmul Omri Tovayu, Lo'ilam Areshin. So Rav Shmuel said that this Bove is going on the first case, Iskachi, Iskachi. So he gave her a Tamro, Iskachili, Betamrozu. And she went and ate it up. And another one, she ate it up. So she's not Mekudish, Achiteachis, Bamshavah Putah. So the Gemara is, so that's Poshet. I feel if it's Ben, she's not Mekudish. So she ate it up, and she's not Mekudish. What's the Chiddush? If it's Be'en, so then it's Poshet, she's not Mekudish. The Ike Shava Pruta in, Iloi Loi. Because he made three separate Maisa Kedushins, and each Maisa Kedushin was a Pochas Mishava Pruta. So he made a Maisa Kedushin at a Pochas Mishava Pruta, she's not Mekudish. Aval Eicheles, but if he gave a pochus mishav a prute, haiskatshi li betamrazu, and she took it and she ate it. Hoyil umikalva hanayosa, since the hanor that he's giving her, his mamish, she has it in front of her, and she ate it up. Eimagomro meknaya nafsha, kemash malon. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Reishulchan klemer reilu no mishne shnuye menonu yoidim lefash. We don't know how to explain the mishne. Umikava haniyosa, mulchenes oisa haniyosa. When he gave her this tamra, so she was capable of deriving hanor right away. Vigilsa esliba shahoisa chafetzabem, and she showed that it meant a lot. As soon as he gave it to her, she ate it up. She didn't ask a second question. So we see that this tamra had a moiridike cheshivis by her. Fakert, her eyes were, her mouth was watering, and he gave her the tamra, and she ate it up. So I would think, perhaps in such a case, that she had enough from it right away, and she wanted to derive enough. So perhaps here, when that midagdik, that it has to be worth a shavapute, I see from her actions that this time was very chashuv by her. So perhaps here we can get away without a shavaputa. This is something, perhaps this is equivalent to a shavaputa. In Hano, it's kamash malo, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So let's see the bottom toys, which just to calm ourselves a little bit. Emra gomra maknai. What do you mean? She wants and she's happy, but the Torah gave us guidelines. You can't get married to Bos Mishavaputa. We're just in what the Chiddush is. Good, you're a Lamdan, you know this, but it's telling me a Chiddush. There'd be a mockim to think al kaponim that if she enjoys this very much, even though the market value is less than the Shavaputa, but she wants this and she's deriving benefit, so al kaponim, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Rabbi Ami Oma. So that's how Rav Shmuel said the Mishnah. Rabbi Ami Oma lo'ilo ma'seifa. It's going on the Sefer. Umay achiye ba'aches mem Shavaputa. He says the achas mehem is a little misleading. It doesn't mean any of them. It means the last one. The last one has to be worth a shavaputa. So now it's very good. So how, why is it very good? So he gave her, let's say, three. So the first one, I mean, it doesn't matter what the first one was. The first one she ate up, that's a milba. The second one she ate up, it's a milba. Fine. So that's Kaddish b'milba, which is no good. Then he gave her the third one. Now the minute he gives her the third one, before she stuck it in her mouth, she's Makudish. I mean, now, after she got all three, now the Kedushin have to start working. So now he's giving her a tamra that's worth a shavet prute. So Mamela, so she now, she received the first two, which are working now, is only a prute safe. It's not a true acquiring of a pruta. But the third one, the achrayne, is he gave her a pruta, and so mamela, she's mekudish with the pruta. So the third one she got from him a pruta, now the kedushin is chal with this third one. Zok the Gemara, shma mino, from Rav Ami we can derive three halachas. Shma mino hamekadesh b'milve einu mekadeshes. That's what we see from Rav Ami, and Rav Ami held the kasha, the good kasha. He can't say achas mem means the kamaisa, because then it'll be mekadesh b'milve. And so we see Rav Ami holds hamekadesh b'milve einu mekadeshes. Before we turn the Omid, let us see Rashi and Taisvis. Shma mino mid Rabbanim Ami the Shani Ha Milse, he said this Teretz, Sev Rabami, we see Tlosa, three Chedushim. Shmamina Mekadesh Bemilve Eina Mekodeshes. Mi de Kabul Hach at Kafte de Pachina Leil, he accepted the Kasha that we had asked, what Milve he. Vi Izdakik Lishnuye Eloh. And he, oh, it's a good kasha, tak it's a milve. And he said, my ba'achas ba'choine. Koma, alma sviru la'sheni mekadeshes. I mean, Rav Ami could have said, I got news for you, mekadesh, milve mekadeshes, what's your problem? So, in Rav Ami held, appreciated the kasha, and said, a teretz, and a kim ta'achas means da'choine. So number one, we see from Rav Ami that a mekadesh b'milve is ainu mekadeshes. Ushmamino. Now we have a second raya from Avami. Pruto umilva daita apruto. Midishani lemasnisanochi. What was Ravami's teretz? The chiyesh ba'achoyne shove pruto mekodeshes. That if in the achoyne there's a shove pruto mekodeshes. Va'af al gav de komaise milva havi bahado. That means, now, what did we accomplish that the last one is worth a pruta? But what about the first ones? The first ones, he was makadish with all three. Now, the first ones are a milve, resman de polik, the first ones are a milve, and the last one that she got is not a milve. Ubikulu kicho, and he's makadish her with all three. Iskachili bazu bazu bazu, and he gave her and she took the first one, she ate it. Took the second one, she ate it. So on these two, it was the vayla milvit. She owes for the first two, and then she took the third one. Now she got a third pruta, and now she's mekadisha with all three. So he's mekadisha with a milve and a pruta. Mikula kitcha. The klola chashivle, because we consider bezu 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 is not three separate kedushins, it's one big ma'ase kedushin. Gabi monachas, if they're all lying, we add them up. V'koma v'miyesh bekulon shavaprut mekadeshes al mekedushi akulu kaimi. The kedushin is with all three. Afilu hochi gabi yecheles tahavlo milve prute. Mekudeshes ba'achoinim. She's Mekudesh with the last ones. We see Mekadesh b'milva pruta, daita pruta. I'd like to just mention a ha'orah from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says as follows. This is a machloikis. Mekadesh milva pruta, daita milva, daita pruta. And we see Rabami holds daita pruta. So the Chazon Ish says like this. L'chayre. Im omru behedye shamilve ye gamkein l'shem kinyan akdushin. Let's talk about, before we go into this machlokes, mekadesh b'milva pruta. They'll speak out, rocho bitcho aktano. Listen, I'm giving you, well, let's talk about a poshet case that she owed him $1,000, he's giving her pruta. Rebetzin, I'm being mekadesh you with $1,000 of that you don't have a penny, that's $1,000 earned, and here's a penny ben, and with both of them, Amanti should be Mekudesh, you can tell everyone you were married with $1,000 and a penny. And she says, yes. So he says, according to this, she's Ichana Mekudesh. You can't be Mekadesh with a Milve. If you want to make Kedushin, the Kedushin should be. But this should make, milvah's possible money to make kedushin. You can't make with that milvah kedushin. It's not good money. Like a person say, I want the have counterfeit money, real money. And this should make the kedushin. I'm giving you $10 or five counterfeit dollars. Mekudesh with these $10. He's not giving her $10. He's mekadesh with $1,000 and a penny. She's not getting this is possible money. So that's possible, it won't be good. If a person will tell her as follows, I'm mekadesh you with the put, but when I, the put doesn't make the position, but with the put, you won't have to pay me $1,000. But the ma'aseh kinyan is with the put. So that's good for me. So what's wrong?
He's saying klal, the kinyan is with the put. So zukta chazaynish, so what's the machloikis? So he says the machloikis is stomach. If he didn't speak out what he wants to make the Kedushin, he said, I'm Mekadish with the milven pute, and what does that mean? So one man the Yomar says it means he wants to be Mekadish with both, and it's no good. Another man says, no, he wants to, the person knows he can't be Mekadish with the milven, he wants Mekadish with the pute. So the machlokes is stomach. That's lechayr the machlokes. If you speak out klo that he wants to be kaddish the milvah, zikha won't be good. Frekta chazaynish, he doesn't understand. He says, our Mishnah is speaking about, he said, bazu, bazu, bazu. She said klo, I want to be kaddish you with all these three. He didn't have the faintest idea that she's going to eat them up. That was her initiative. He was kaddish, I want to be kaddish you with these three. She ate them up, so now two of the three became a milvah. But he wanted to Mekadish with all three. Sahaki says, Shvami, no! Mekadish, Bemilva, Pluto, Daita, Pluto. The top gets clothed in Burim. He's Mekadish, Bazoo, Bazoo, Bazoo. It's made so. So, why, how does this work? This is the Chazanish's Kashin. I thought, perhaps, I don't know if it's a Teretz, I thought perhaps we could say as follows. There's a Chuvus HaRashbe. There's one man, the other says, Mekadish, Bemilva, Pluta, Daita, Apluta. So he says, why is it Daita, Apluta? Because the Pluta is Be'en. That means the Das is on not on Lomda Shemoni, the Das is on what we see, what we feel. That's, it's Daita, Apluta. This whole thing's done at the, that's money that's not Be'en. So the Das is when you see Be'en. So it could very well be, Zicher, he said before, he was under the impression that he's giving her three tamres, and that's going to make the kedushin. He didn't know what she's going to do. When he gave her the first tamre, he wasn't giving Lashem kedushin. It's a pekodin. So the vial, he gave her the first tamre of pekodin, and then she ate it up. So now it's a milba. The second tamre is also a milba. Now he gives her the third tamre. Now the third tamre, Lemaise, is now he's making the Kedushin. Now he's making the Kedushin. Now it should become Kedushin. Now he's only giving her one Tamra Ben. That means even though before the Kedushin, they said the Zubazubazu previously, was because he was under the impression he's going to give her three Tamras Ben. But now that when the Kedushin is Chal, there's only one Tamra Ben, so we assume he wants to make the Kedushin with the Ben. That's the Svar of that Manda Yoma, that when it comes to Lemaisa, even though a lot of things are being done, the Das HaKinyin is on the moment Ben. So Lemaisa, the Kinyin is now, what he said before is irrelevant. What he said, it's non-existent anymore, the Bezua Bezua. The Shas HaKinyin is now, and now she's only getting one Tamra Ben. So perhaps that's good. Let us see Taisvis. Afilu Bekamaisa. Perish Bekuntres Afilu Harishayne Oyashniye Shava Pluta. It's good. Afagavnein Bachayne Shava Pluta Mekadeshis. Vamilvei. The Kiv in Da Kedushin Leinigmeru. So again, Das Mirashi means the Maisa Kedushin was not Nigma Acheti Kablam Kulam till she'll get all three tamres, then it'll become a ma'isa kedushin. V'hi yochlo arishoyne kvar koydim shetiknoi so b'kidusha. She ate arishoyne before she was koyne that tamra. Have a milve gabo. So it's a milve. That's the most akashis v'kadosh v'milve. V'im taima. So taisi es akash. Given the b'toiras kedushin also liyoda. Now, we gave her all three. He gave her with an intent that from these three should become Kedushin. Now, she ate it up before. Heichi have a milve, hamrina lekamon beperik ha'ima. Ha'ima le'isha hiskachali la'acha la'medyoin. A person gave a isha a pluta. And he said, you should become a Kiddush to me la'achel ha'medyoim. Afilu nis'achlu ha'moiz. Hafilu, it was Nisachlo Hamois Mekodeshes. She's Mekodesh. So even though the Chalois Kedushin, the Shas, the Chalois Kedushin, there's no money left, there's only a milve, Hafal Pikein, she's Mekodeshes, since the money was given L'Shem Kedushin. Alma lav milvaninu, since the intent of the money was that she should be married with this money, so it's not considered that he's mekadosh b'milvah. Heiched the betera milvaninu, heiched the beteres kedushin also liyoda. So l'chayre Tosfos is asking that if the intent of the, let's say, the ultimate intent of the Nesinus Amois is to make Kedushin, so it doesn't matter if Bishas, the Chalaisa Kedushin, the money is not around, it's called she received money L'Shem Kedushin. The Yeshleima, so Tosfos answers as follows, and that's what this is how, but I'm saying Pshat and Tosfos, that's what this is what the Bach says, Simila Medalev. The Yesh L'Chalik, the hosam hare hadig dibo nigma koidem shenisachlu. So the bach, not only the dibo, the maisa was also nigma koidem shenisachlu. That means the maisa kedushin is finished. All right, mekadeshesli, and he gives her, and she bichal achalam. But the maisa kedushin was nigma already now. The maisa kedushin, the dibo and the mesira samois is nigma already. So we're finished. So he made a maisa kedushin with a pruta. It's not chal yet. So that, the Gemara says, since the money was given L'Shem Kedushin, so even though Bishas the Chalois, it's not around, there's no problem of milva. Because he gave him money L'Shem Kedushin. Avol hoche delay nigmaru ha-kedushin, the Maise Kedushin was not nigma ad acha mesira achayne. That means there will first be a Maise Kedushin when you receive all three tamras. Then it should become Kedushin. Till now, we'll see, it's later, it's a pekodin. A b'seich kach ochel rishayna v'shniyeh. Yikala meimah, the milveh hei netzla. Here it's a milveh. So that's the lechera what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that here, she ate it up before the maisa Kedushin started. So then it's considered the maisa Kedushin is with a milveh. Here, over there, speaking about the Maisa Kedushin was with money, and then she ate it up, so that's not Megaraya. Now, let us go further. Ushma mino, Mois ba'almo chayzim. This is the third Shma mino from Rabami. Mois ba'almo chayzim. So Rashi says as follows. Kol Kedushin, Shma mino mois ba'almo chayzre. Zot Rashi, kol kedushin, she'einon kedushin. If a person made a maise kedushin, and it wasn't chal, loy amrinon, so what happens with the money? A person made a maise kedushin, and it wasn't chal. So what is the mutual understanding? Well, let us say better, what is the understanding of the Baal when he gave the money? Loi amrinan mois matone. I do not say that since the Kedushin is not Kedushin, but I gave her the money, let her keep the money side. So I wanted to make Kedushin. There can't be Kedushin, so I'll make an Asik over it. So let her keep the money. Elo pikodin. It's a pikodin. If I'm giving it for Kedushin, if for some reason my Rotten will not be Nismali, the Kedushin will not be Kedushin, so it's a Pekodin, V'choizrin, and it goes back to me. V'hainu, therefore, if you hold that money that is given and does not end up with being Mois Kedushin, is not given to her, that means if the sole purpose is Kedushin, so if it does not end up with Kedushin, I want the money back. That's what I assume. V'hainu, so therefore, the korilo lahach becheles rishayno, therefore, the Gemara said that if she ate the first one, milve. So it's called, she owes her money. The kivin da ochlosoi, since she ate it up, v'les neyu bishas gemar kedushin, and this tamra is not around when we're making the kedushin, lai mekodesh is behem. So she can't become a kudish with it. V'havalu kipikodain. This is equivalent to a pikodain she'ochlosoi, that he gave her a pikodain and she ate it up. V'isavid milve ba'achilosa. And it became a milve through her eating up. The amrit mois ba'al mematone. But if you will say that when a person gives money for kedushin, the das hanoisin is that even if it won't make kedushin, I won't want it back. It's a mat, let her keep it. V'i loy gomer kedushin loy boi ladurinu. If kedushin will not be nigmar, she will not have to return it. So pshat is, I'm giving it b'choloif. Is ashta de gomer, so now that it did end up, lav mekadesh bemilvehu, so it's not considered mekadesh bemilve, umatone nami loyhave, tamenas kedushin nosnoi vegomar dvoro. Now, I think that Rashi means to say as follows. If a person is makpid, that the money is only given if there'll be results, if there'll be kedushin. So if I want the kedushin to come about through three tamris, so I'm only giving it to you when you'll get three. That's the only purpose. I have no intention of giving you anything. But I want that the kedushin should be when you get the three tamris, so then I makne it to you. But Kozman, we don't have mois that can make kedushin, so I'm not giving to you, so it's a pekodin. But if you say that when a person is giving money for kedushin, it doesn't matter if there'll be kedushin, he decided it's hers already. What the end result will be is irrelevant. If there'll be kedushin, he's very happy, he wanted to make kedushin. If it won't be kedushin, so let her keep her like this. So then dachsachmir, so then the svara is, so I'm giving it to you now, it's yours now for kedushin. And maybe there won't be kedushin, if there won't be kedushin, there won't be kedushin. But I think that if you hold that mois matone, so then that means he's giving it to her b'choloifin. So then it's considered, so the first tamra that he's giving to l'shem kedushin. If for some reason we will not end up with two more tamras, but this was given to you l'shem kedushin. You won't become a kadesh because the kedushin is supposed to be with three tamras. But this was given to you l'shem kedushin. So by her eating it up, there's no problem of mekadesh b'milveh. Because it's no milve. This tamra was given to her lachalutim to make kedushin. If it makes, it makes. If it doesn't make, it doesn't make. But al kaponim, there's no milve involved. She doesn't owe him anything. What she ate her own tamra. So then there wouldn't be a problem of mekadesh b'milve.